Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Hey, wait, hold on. Where's this Monday stuff coming from?
Every other day
of the week is fine, yeah.
Hold on, every day's Saturday.
But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying.
Who's crying?
Time.
I'm not crying.
Monday.
You crying?
So good to me.
Mondays are awesome, baby.
But Monday morning couldn't guarantee.
Who needs a guarantee?
That Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Hey, I'm here with you, baby. I'm here with you, Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast. It's an amazing day. It's a start to the most amazing week of your life. Let's kick this show off the right way.
Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Now that's the way to kick off the week, baby. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Great to have you with us. Monday. Is there a more depressing song ever for a Monday? Monday's got this horrible connotation to it. I don't get it. I hope you woke up like everybody, every other champion. Not a lot of them. I said every other, not everybody, because not everybody has that champion mindset to jump out of bed and get after it in a big, big way. Sam Crowley, thanks so much for listening to the longest-running motivational podcast on the planet. Have a little fun, if it's okay. Hopefully didn't offend anybody by having a fun day. Remember, every day that ends in Y is your day. Do you know who you are? Do you even know who you are? Got a lot packed into today's show. Been quiet for a few days. Last week was crazy, man. Last Thursday, I was babysitting. By the way, it's not babysitting when it's your own kid. All right, I learned that with my very first child. Don't ever tell your spouse, am I babysitting? They're going to come back like, what, are you going across the neighborhood to watch somebody else's kid? When it's your kid, Jack, it ain't babysitting, okay? You're the dad, so make sure you understand that. Got that lesson right away with my first child, okay? But my wife, Angela, went to help out on a chaperoned a trip down to the Cincinnati Aquarium with the eighth grade class. So yours truly was locked in all day with the miracle baby Susan. And then Friday, you know, Friday's what it is, man. Had a lot going on. It's my first show back. So we got a lot packed today. More than one show coming your way, but I want to talk about it. I had a very eventful weekend. Drama. I got four girls, so you know I got drama. I tell them all the time, save the drama for your mama, but they don't listen. To have one boy, I don't even know what that would be like. Now, I know boys can have some drama as well, being one. But I don't ever recall having this much, okay? Love my girls. But we had a situation I want to chat with you about because it mirrors your life and my life and every adult as well, because most people have no idea who they are, and they go through life copying, following the leader, being a lemming. It happens all the time. You know what I'm talking about. We all want to be in the in crowd. So my 14-year-old Madeline tried out for what's called show choir here in Loveland, Ohio, which is insane. It's, you can imagine, it's like whatever. I never saw the TV show Glee. I'm guessing it's something like that. I've never been to a Loveland show choir. All I know is it's obsessively compulsive, and kids want to be a part of it because it gives them a greater self-worth of who they are, being identified with. Look, Loveland Show Choir is no joke. I think they placed first recently in the past few years, second this year. I'm talking nationally. Like, parents get jacked up. They drive all across the country. These kids are shuttled all over the place, and it's a show choir. Sing and dance, all that stuff. It's like American Idol meets Broadway, okay? The problem is a lot of the kids don't know why they're getting involved in show choir. They just know they need to be in it because it's kind of a status symbol. And when you're 14, 15, 16, it's all about fitting in, all about having that label, all about being what? Identified. Identified with a clique. Identified with the cool group, the in crowd. And the parents, a lot of them, not all of them, look, there's great kids in show choir. You know, if you're one of them and you're a normal parent, I'm not talking about you. If you happen to be listening to the show locally, okay? But you know, crazy soccer mom, crazy baseball dad, you know these yahoos. They're in it for, they're living their life through their child. Everything they couldn't have as a child, they're trying to make up for now in middle age. Or they had success in sports or theater or whatever as a child, and damn it, my kid's going to do the exact same thing. Come hell or high water, you're going to be in show choir. We're going to travel. You're going to sing and dance and love it. Also, it's a status symbol. True or true, right? I mean, not only just for the kid, but for the parent. My child's in show choir. You know what my child did? They placed in this and that and ribbons and trophies and this and that. Here's the problem. All right, you know where we're going real quick, right? The problem is when you go into the real world, mommy and daddy ain't there to call the coach. Mommy and daddy ain't there to call to get you in these things. Mommy and daddy aren't there for you anymore. They're long gone, and now you're out thinking that that little ribbon you won when you were 14 actually means something. Here's even a bigger problem. You think that ribbon and that plaque you won when you're 34 going on the quota buster trip for your job means something. It means something then in the moment for what it should stand for. But let me tell you something, it's not who you are. You win a ribbon, you win a plaque, that's awesome. Congratulations. I ran in the Loveland Tiger Trot Friday with my 10-year-old, my 9-year-old daughter. It's to raise awareness and money for hunger. And it's for their school. It's a really great cause. And you run. And yes, you get a badge, an award if you place. We were not by any stretch going to win an award. Certainly I wasn't going to win an award because I think I was eating right up until we ran. I'm like, hey, no way I'm going to try to bust any records out. My daughter Paige, you won first place for fourth grade girls. And I love the way she went about winning it, man. She didn't even know she won it. Somebody's like, hey, Paige, congratulations, first place. She's like, oh, that's great. She goes, I told Mom I was going to win first place. She didn't believe me. I'm going to go home and rub it in her face. And we had some fun with it, and honestly, it's over. Paige didn't bring it up the rest of the weekend, hadn't thought about it, hadn't talked about it, nothing. I mean, just kind of, oh, that's nice, here you go. You know why? Because she knows at a young age, she knows who she is. You know, as adults, we need to study who we are. Like, who are you? What's your name? Me. I'm Sam Crowley. Those are just two words. My mom and dad at the time, even though my dad left 3 months after I was born, they decided to name me Samuel Pierce Crowley. Okay? It's not who I am. They could have named me Joe. They could have named me Earl. I mean, they could have named me anything. But yet, as adults, we go through life. Who are you? I'm Sam Crowley. No, you're not. You're a human being. You're unique. You know, you're inside of this body. You know, if you go to work, what do you call in? You know, if you're inside of your body, hey, body won't be in today. Body's not feeling well. Okay? Most people don't even understand that they just, and God forbid you've got a title in corporate America, VP of sales, CEO, CFO, see this, see that, see spot run, see your life go away, see you get put out to pasture, see you focus on the direct reports at work and not the people at home, see you get caught up majoring in minor things, seeing you buying things you can't afford with money you don't have to impress people you don't even like, CEO, so what? You're three things. You're made up of the spiritual, you're made up of your intellect, and you're made up of your physical body. So much, though, we need to identify with groups and cliques and all of this stuff outside of us because we feel so inferior. We go around every single day looking around. What are other people doing? Certainly, that's what I should be doing. Somebody's hosting a webinar. I need to host a webinar. Somebody shot a video. I need to create a video. Somebody joined a biz op. I need to join a biz op. And oh my God, in the workplace, looking around, they're doing that. I should be doing that. My boss tells me to do that. I do that. There's no reward in life for following the leader. There just is no reward. It's a shallow, most hollow experience you're ever going to have. What if the leader doesn't know what the hell they're doing? Did you ever think about that? What if you're following the leader and the leader is clueless? Has that ever happened to you? I mean, almost more often than not. You're following the leader who's driving an exotic car, six figures they've got just into their car alone, the fancy jewelry, the nice house. You're following them as they go home to sit in their dark study and drink their life away because it sucks. But yet you don't see that. You only see what? What do you see? You see what they want you to see. The person with the fancy car on Facebook, the person with all the cash. You don't see that. You think they're honestly going to show you what their real life looks like? How good of a marketing ploy would that be for them if they wanted you to see them from the inside out, right? Most people live a tortured life. They don't let you see what's really going on behind the facade, behind the makeup, behind the jewelry, behind the suit, behind the car, everything like that. Know who you are. I told my daughter this, said, Madeline, I'm sorry you didn't get in, but quite honestly, your mom and I are extremely happy because God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and it does not involve this. And thank God it doesn't involve this because for me, I always wanted to be part of the in crowd, the popular kid, always, and it got me nowhere. All right, not till I started going deep into who I was, understanding who I was and what my purpose was in life, did I really feel connected with the source. Now, my source as a Christian is God Almighty. Your source and your religion or something else may be with your creator, whatever that looks like to you. I'm saying you connect with that, your spiritual side, your intellectual side, as well as your physical body. Keep all three of those intact. You'll get a real quick understanding of who you are. You know who you're not? The results and the perception of what everybody else thinks about you. That couldn't be further from the truth. So the advice I give my daughter as we pick up the pieces is, you know what? She's so mature. For 14, she's way more mature than I was at her age. She gets it. She understands. Would she have liked to have gone in it? Yeah, probably, maybe, to be part of show choir. But I know she would have hated it because when she comes home to this house, with our family every night, we celebrate our uniqueness. We want to stand out from the crowd. We respect others, but we don't follow the in crowd. We go out and blaze our own trail. I keep telling her, we're probably not going to college because you know why? Everybody else is going to go to college, be 200 grand in debt, and running east looking for a sunset. That's not going to be you. Maybe go to a community college for a couple years. Maybe help dad in his business. Maybe help in my real estate rentals, my online business, my offline business. Maybe you develop your own business. Maybe you'll be the one shipping items on Amazon. I mean, Lord knows you just got to punch them into the key. But you know what? You're going to end up working at McDonald's when you're 15 years old. You're going to have all these jobs. You're going to be cleaning toilets. You're going to be making food. You're going to be doing this so you understand what it's like. Because don't ever look down on people down your nose. Because you know what? You're one generation removed from somebody who was that. My mom, you know, doing all of those types of jobs, making no money growing up on welfare and food stamps. So be very kind to the people on the way up. You will see them on the way back down. But more importantly, understand who you are. Celebrate who you are. You are not your name. You are not your body. You are not your age. You are not your profession. You are in the spiritual, the intellectual, and the physical realm. Something so completely unique. Nobody else can copy that. Why the hell would you want to copy anybody else? They don't know what you know. They're not going where you want to go. We're fired up on a Monday, man. I'm coming right back with another message. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.